Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Friday, August 20th, 2021. Today he is reminding us of the nearness of our awakening. This is the age of miracles. Humanity's awakening is a done deal. Many are now feeling, intuiting the truth of this, the actuality of it, because it is occurring now. There is only now, and more of you are becoming aware of this at moments of peace that arise in your daily lives, and it is inspiring and uplifting you as you wonder how many others are also experiencing this inner peace in these now moments. Initially, they are but brief, fleeting moments, bringing you a sense of wonder, of delight. But as you continue to open your hearts to invite love in to embrace you, they will manifest more frequently and last longer as you realize more fully how life is love, is source, is oneness, and is always happening now. This is the age of miracles. Life is a miracle. Love is a miracle. Humans are miraculous beings and are now becoming aware of this divine and wondrous truth, and this is what your collective awakening is all about. You have been preparing yourselves for this momentous event for eons by constantly choosing to evolve spiritually. To evolve spiritually is to become aware of your eternal and divine nature as one with Source in every moment of your existence, and to become aware that separation from Source never occurred and never could occur, because there is only the One who contains within itself all. Your seemingly long-term experience of separation was an experience you collectively agreed and chose to undergo in an extremely brief moment of collective insanity. Instantly, Source, knowing that you would change your minds and would choose, desire, and set the intention to return to reality, provided the means for you to do so, knowing that what you had constructed with your infinitely powerful mind was a vast space in which you would and did become horribly and alarmingly lost. You were created free, totally free, because love, Mother, Father, God, Source, is infinitely free and created you like unto itself. Love accepts all without conditions because love is unconditional, and therefore it honors your choice to experience the illusion of separation and waits patiently for as long as it takes for you to change your collective mind and choose to awaken from it into your natural and eternal state of oneness with the All. Therefore, in your daily visits to your holy inner sanctuaries, remind yourselves that you are one with Source, that you are love, and invite yourself in to embrace you. As you do so, set the intent to open your hearts to receive your loving embrace and to feel the love that you are. Release all sense of unworthiness and allow yourselves to know that you are loved and that you are love. There is nothing to fear because you are eternal beings created in love, from love, as love. And that state, your natural state, is eternally unchanging, as is your continuing and everlasting presence in the presence of Mother, Father, God, the infinite field of energy that is all that exists. It is consciousness. It is awareness. It is knowing. It is intuition. It is reality. You are reality. There is only reality, and all sentient life is one with that. You have forgotten this because it was necessary for you to forget in order to be able to experience an unreal reality seemingly separate from all. Your forgetting and the environment that then became possible for you to engage with do not exist. You can all imagine places, situations, things, or events that can arise or be created by you in the environment that, as humans in form, you are inhabiting. In fact, you have all done this as you have dreamt of a new job, a new relationship, an exotic vacation, or any other kind of temporary escape from the monotony or drudgery of everyday living, until that state of everyday living once more demands your full attention. And yet many have brought that what they have imagined into being. Your ability to imagine and create from that state is awesome, because you are one with Source. However, because you chose to forget reality, you mostly have also forgotten how powerful you are, and thus do not avail of your amazing creative abilities, but instead focus your attention on the seemingly real and very demanding material environment in which, as humans, you experience your lives. This is changing, because modern science has discovered that all is pure energy, and in recent decades this has made it possible to enormously alter your living environment with the help of the technologies that this knowledge has made possible. Because you have been living separated lives for so long and making war on one another almost continuously, and there is still a lot of that happening today, modern technology has been almost always used first to build better weapons with which to destroy one another. Awareness of the total insanity of this way of life is now growing very rapidly, because the horrifying consequences of these self-centered behaviors is being revealed to you ever more clearly every day. There is only now, and the reality of now is becoming daily more apparent, as what was new yesterday is found to be out of date, no longer useful today. You have known about planned obsolescence for decades, but the obscenity of it can no longer be ignored. Planet Earth willingly provides all that is necessary for all life forms to thrive, and in spite of all the damage that industrialization has caused over the last few centuries, and particularly since the late 19th century, rapid healing and restoration can and will occur when the choice is made to cease desecrating the environment on which all life in form is completely dependent. That choice is being made now. It is your wake-up call, your call to awaken from your eons-long, unreal state of separation, and become fully aware of who you are, the dearly beloved children of God, eternally at home in the Divine Presence. More and more of you are becoming aware of this daily. Your awakening is assured, is certain, is unavoidable. So trust in the love that you are, that is all, Mother, Father, God, Source, infinite unconditional love, the energy field in which all has its eternal and most joyful existence. Be prepared now for the most glorious celebrations as you are welcomed home into full re-awareness of who you truly are, one and all. With so very much love, Saul.